Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are listening in the world. I'm your host, Mitch Minton, and this is episode 4 of In the Pocket with Mitch Minton, a home for everything combat sports. The combat sports world has been popping off left, right, and center this week, so let's dive right into the news. This past weekend, the UFC hosted UFC Vegas 47, Strickland vs. Hermanson at the UFC's Apex facility in Nevada. We were provided with some serious firefights for the main card of Strickland vs. Hermanson. The first matchup that stood out and has already made an argument for fight of the year is Julian Arosa vs. Steve Peterson. These two gentlemen are the definition of scrappers and won't shy away from a dogfight if the opportunity presents itself. The Arosa vs. Peterson fight was full of back and forth exchanges on the feet where neither man took their foot off the gas. Both men cracked each other with spinning attacks, specifically the back fist, on a handful of occasions throughout the 15-minute bout. Arosa was awarded the split decision victory after going to hell and back to get his hand raised. Later on in the card, the original The Ultimate Fighter Season 29 finalists got their shot to compete against each other after Trayshawn Gore fell out of the finals back in August due to injury, giving the next best opponent off the show, Gilbert Urbina, a shot against the original finalist, Brian Battle. Battle defeated Urbina by submission in the second round to become the Ultimate Fighter Season 29 winner. That wasn't left without people questioning if Gore was healthy, who would have won the original and true tough final matchup. All questions were put to rest when Brian Battle defeated Trayshawn Gore by unanimous decision this past Saturday. Trayshawn Gore came into this fight a slight favorite, with a lot of fans expecting his power to overwhelm Brian Battle. Brian shut down the naysayers as he picked Trayshawn Gore apart for the better of 15 minutes, overwhelming Gore with shots in volume and constant movement so Gore couldn't get a chance to plant his feet and land one of his heavy shots. Trayshawn definitely landed some big shots and even hurt Battle on two occasions, but it wasn't enough to edge out any of the rounds on Brian Battle. Why this matchup and result stands out to me so much is because I feel like there's a major stigma of what a fighter should be and what to expect of them. Trayshawn Gore was seen as an absolute killer as he had the physique of a Greek god carved out of stone and had a life-changing power in his hands. Battle having that average physique and defying the odds shows that no matter what you look like, who you train with, or how flashy your technique is, the game is always evolving and there will always be someone one step ahead of you. In the main event, Sean Strickland pieced up Jack Hermanson to a unanimous decision victory. Though the fight was not quite the war was made out to be in the lead-up of the bout, Sean stayed patient and fought behind an intelligent jab to avoid unnecessary exchanges in the pocket and keep the distance so he and Jack wouldn't tie up. Hermanson attempted 8 takedowns throughout the entirety of the fight, but was unsuccessful with every shot. Now that we've recapped some of the bigger moments of this weekend's card, let's chat about what's next for these standout athletes who won over the weekend. Julian Arosa. Juicy J has yet to be in a boring fight and has now won 4 of his last 5 fights, 3 of those coming by way of finish. I think Arosa definitely has the potential to be a future contender if he keeps this run up. I feel if you wanted to test him one more time before throwing him to a top 15 ranked contender, Andre Feely would be an excellent test as both guys love to stand and trade along with their fan-friendly style. If it's off to the races for Arosa and we look at the landscape of the top 15 currently, Sadiq Youssef seems like a fight that makes sense and has action written all over it. Either way, Juicy J is ready to fight. Now on to Brian Battle. Brian Battle really proved the doubters wrong this weekend after defeating Trayshawn Gore. Battle beating a highly respected prospect in Trayshawn is huge for the early steps in his career, especially at such a depth-filled weight class like 185. I do think he is still in the early stages of his UFC career, and I wouldn't mind seeing him compete with other prospects before feeding him to the wolves. If that's the case, Brendan Allen or Edmund Shahbazyan would be an excellent test for Brian Battle. Finally, let's talk about what's next for Sean Strickland. Though Sean did have a dominant win over the weekend, there was nothing massive that stood out in that performance to argue him getting a shot at the title, regardless of his 4-fight win streak. With Derek Brunson and Jared Cannonier competing this weekend for likely the next shot at the title, it looks like Strickland will need at least one more victory before getting his shot at the illustrious UFC title. I think the only appropriate matchups that actually make sense for Sean would be either Paulo Costa or his good friend and training partner, Marvin Vettori. I feel a Paulo Costa fight would be absolute fireworks as both have very conflicting styles in striking, but primarily want to keep the fight standing. Overall, Sean Strickland is not short of options and is right at the cusp of fighting for UFC gold. Now that we've spoken about what's next for these savages, let's recap some of this week's announcements and craziness. The UFC has teased the idea of a lightweight bout between top contenders Tony Ferguson and Michael Chandler. Both men are absolute fan favorites and never have boring fights. The animosity between these two are very real, and if both contracts get signed, it'll only be a matter of time until that cage door shuts and their differences will have to be settled. Pro boxer and internet celebrity Ryan Garcia will make his return to the ring against Emmanuel Tago on April 9th in San Antonio, Texas. The global superstar Ryan Garcia has been absent from the ring for quite some time now, with his last fight being in January of 2021 against Luke Campbell, where Garcia finished the fight in the seventh round by knockout via left hook to the body. Garcia's absence from the ring has been due to physical and mental health issues that he has dealt with over the past year. Garcia withdrew from two bouts in 2021 due to these issues, which has left a lot of questions in the air. What makes his return so interesting is seeing where Ryan's head is at. Combat sports are very serious and intense, and if you are not mentally 100% there, then things can go bad quickly with potential life-changing consequences. How Ryan will handle the spotlight and the pressure of another man trying to take his head off is something we will all have to wait and see until April 9th. UFC welterweight champion Kamaru Usman has been confirmed to return to action this summer after having a successful surgery on his hand this past week. The rumored opponent to get a shot at Usman's title is former foe Leon Edwards. Both these fighters fought each other in 2015, where Usman would get the upper hand and defeat Edwards by unanimous decision. Since then, Leon has gone on a 9-fight win streak with wins over the likes of Vicente Luque, Rafael Dos Anjos, Donald Cowboy Cerrone, and his most recent opponent, Nate Diaz. This matchup is so intriguing on paper, as Leon has improved drastically from their first meeting back in 2015. But so has Kamaru. Usman has evolved as a martial artist, becoming more confident in his striking day by day. One thing for sure is that this fight is going to be wicked. That's going to be all for today's news. My question of the day for you guys is, if you could learn from any martial artist in the world, who would you choose and why? Hands up and that chin down. I'm Mitch Schmidt, and thank you for joining me in the pocket.